From midnight tonight, the whole country will be in the new traffic light framework, so it'll be goodbye alert levels, hello red and orange, no green just yet. Councils around the country are applying the new rules differently when it comes to people using pools and libraries, and only some will be asking you to show a COVID passport before you get in. Conan Young reports.
One of those choosing not to require proof of vaccination is Waitaki District Council. Its website says the new system is, quote, pretty much business as normal. To use the pool and library in Oamaru, you'll just need a mask and to scan in using your COVID tracer app. District Mayor Gary Kircher says they're taking their lead from the government.
We're a district that still hasn't had a COVID case at all. And, you know, there may be a bit level of complacency. You know, it's certainly my intention that if COVID is present in our community, that we, tighten up those restrictions quite quickly.
Mayor Kircher says if it was up to him, they would require vaccine certificates, but elected members have decided to leave it up to council staff to apply the rules.
Yeah, we want to make sure that, you know, those who are just genuinely hesitant have the opportunity to actually get in there. I think there's enough other restrictions are happening that it'll help encourage them.
It's the same situation in Invercargill, where most of the council services will be available to the vaccinated and unvaccinated alike. However, Council Chief Executive Claire Hadley says that could all change after a full meeting of the council considers their approach on Tuesday.
We have an unusual power in the sense that we collect rates, which is effectively a tax. I think that it's something that we should do in partnership with elected members. They receive the feedback from the community, and I would like them to be involved in this decision making.
At the other end of the country, in Auckland, it will be anything but business as usual when the traffic lights get switched on. From 5 tomorrow morning, gym bunnies will be allowed to work out in council facilities for the first time in months, and from Monday, the city's swimming pools will reopen. The doors will also be flung open at libraries, galleries and museums. But all will remain off-limits for the unvaccinated. Auckland Council spokesperson Claudia Weiss says it's all about keeping people safe.
We've been really wanting to make sure that we can do absolutely everything we can to protect people in our community who might be vulnerable, and also protect children who can't yet have the vaccination because they're under the age of 12.
But Claudia Weiss says the unvaccinated won't be completely shut out.
So we have really popular click and collect services at our libraries. We'll be continuing that. We're looking at providing outdoor seating or accessible options outdoors, Wi-Fi services for people who want to use the Wi-Fi, who might want to enjoy a book but can't come into the facility. So for our active rec, we're looking at outdoor classes.
Dr. Weiss says at the red setting, there will still be capacity limits at many places. And she's pleading with Aucklanders to be patient and remember that while council staff are in charge of applying the rules, they're not responsible for coming up with them.